This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Historic night in the United States Congress last night with a $2 trillion economic aid package passing 96-0 in the Senate. This is the third stimulus package. There will be more, trust me, but it's almost surreal. It's almost like you're watching some kind of a movie when you see these people passing a $2 trillion bill, when you consider the percentage that represents of our entire economy in our, you know, yearly spending, and saying, wow. And then you look over at 487,000 cases of the pandemic, 69,000 of those in the U.S., over 1,000 deaths. A month ago today, we were on the air and said, 50 deaths. This is not going to be that big a deal. Well, it's continuing to climb. 21,000 across the world today. 3.3 million unemployment claims announced for last month. That is unprecedented. It has no equal. Even the Great Depression from the Carter malaise, it didn't have that kind of a number. So, the big picture here, all of those are impacts from the bad. Let me go through the bad for just a moment. Just the things that are ugly, and then I want to talk about the good. The ugly is the virus, the disease. Is bat in a market in China, if you believe that? I think it's more likely to be a lab in China, but anyway, however, starts there, hush hush on their part, and it spreads. So the disease. Some would argue the cure is worse than the disease. I don't think we know that yet. But I think that's a possibility. I think that's something to guard against. No doubt about it. But some people see life as they know it being disrupted, their businesses, their livelihoods disrupted, and say, for what? I get it. Third enemy right now, I think, is human nature. And human nature is to say, this isn't normal. I hate this. Stop this. Screw you, social distancing. Up yours. I'm not doing this anymore. There's a precedent for that. The Spanish flu in 1918 started overseas, initially infected like 80% of the population in Spain. And everybody said, that's a Europe deal, that's an Asia deal, it's not us. But spring of 1918, military personnel, troops coming home from World War I, cases started popping up. Philadelphia, really bad. In a matter of days, in September 1918, the Philadelphia Navy Yard, 600 sailors had the virus. There was a discussion about, should we cancel the parade? There was going to be a big Liberty Loan parade, like a week after this spike where 600 sailors had the virus. Patriotic wartime effort. They said, no, come on, we're America, we're doing a parade. Parade went on. September 28th, 200,000 people there. September 28th, days later, the cases doubled. Philadelphia, one of the hardest hit U.S. cities, 12,000 people died in 6 weeks. 47,000 cases. 16,000 by 6 months later, and 500,000 cases. So the question I think we have to ask ourselves, and why I believe human nature is a little bit of an enemy, we're cooped up and this isn't us. Want to open the business. Want to help people. Want to do what we do. But if we can do without the parade for a little while longer, we don't have the risk that medical experts, whether you believe them or you don't believe them, but you have to know these are medical experts. Nobody's sitting in a smoke-filled room saying, let's screw it to North Dakota's economy. Let's shut things down. Ha, 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 we don't need to. They're not doing that. Medical experts are sitting across the table. They're looking at this virus from other places around the world. And they're saying, here's what could happen. From a legitimate scientific medical perspective. And what could happen is you have the version of Philadelphia 1918 where that spike says, okay, I have all these people sick. I have no place to put them. That one's more sick than that one, so take the more sick one. We'll just have to hope that one doesn't die. Oh, they died? It happened. Now, all that's asked of us is not to have the parade. The parade that is the daily life of North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota. Salt of the earth, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping Americans. Right off the northern plains. Good folks. We got to hold them back. And if you hate social distancing, don't do it and guarantee you and guarantee yourself an opportunity to do it longer. The longer you resist it, the longer it's going to have to last. I don't like it. I hate it. But I'm going to trust that these medical experts know what they're talking about. I'm going to trust that we have plenty of examples of this kind of flu. This kind of flu. And again, this isn't the regular flu. The regular flu kills people every year in larger numbers than some of the numbers we're seeing in states right now. But you know what? The regular flu has a vaccination. The regular flu has a track. We can watch it. And while people die, yes, this thing, you know, if I sneeze, it hits 25 different parts of the room, and you come in right behind me, 2 days later, it's still there. So it's highly contagious. We know that. China's a enemy in this, too. China's a threat. And I think I put China in the category. Let's worry about China once we're through this. But I want retribution there, too. I want a Warren-like investigation to get to the bottom. Warren Commission, you know, where we say, hey, China, you cooperate, or here's what we're doing. You think your economy's in bad shape now? Well, you're done. You're done. Now, we are connected to China's economy in about everything, from eyeglasses to, you know, medical equipment to you name it, prescription drugs. So we need a resolve to end that as well because they have their hooks in us, and we have to defang from that. But, you know, I could go on with my threats and my bad news for a while here because there's lots of impacts. There'll be businesses that will not reopen as a result of this. There will be people that will lose their life savings as a result of this. And I don't know whether the $2 trillion relief package they passed last night is going to be enough to have you look back and say, it was bad. I got the help I needed. I built back. We're okay. I'm very leery of government stimulus programs. But I think we're thankful that we have a Republican-led Congress. People like John Hoeven, a businessman. Kevin Cramer, a tenacious fighter who did not stop through this morning, noon, and night all weekend long and was so hopping mad to start the week because he saw the camaraderie going on where it wasn't staff members, it wasn't the mob, it wasn't the swamp, it wasn't anybody other than real people from real states sitting eyeball to eyeball, albeit 6 feet away, crafting something that could help with this. And something like the $350 billion that's in here for every business of 500 people and less that can go to their bank within a week, 10 days, and get a check that day based on 250% of their payroll and their essential expenses for 3 months to get you through this. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. One last thing I'll say on this, and I'm sorry I'm on a bit of a rant. I didn't plan to have it be this long, but I just, all of this has been pent up in me. And now we're getting to the point where we sort of see the end, but it's not the end. And, you know, we're wondering what's going to work. I'm choosing to focus my energy on building back from this, in responding to this, and not so much the moment we're in right now. Because I think that's obvious. You just have to do what they're telling us to do. For as long as they tell us to do it. Until it becomes a point where we can say, no, you're wrong, and here's why I'm going to disagree. But there's a lot of countries going through this right now. There's no place in the world I'd rather do this. What has happened under that flag? What has happened under that flag over the generations of the United States of America? A lot of really tough stuff. A lot of really bad stuff. The worst of which was sending the greatest generation and generations before to be killed on foreign beaches to preserve our freedom and not come home and not be a grandfather, a grandmother to generations after them. Is that worse than this? I think so. I think so. Was what happened during World War II or World War I worse than this? I think so. I think we can do this. And I think we ought to, right now, think long and hard about how lucky we are to be doing it in the United States of America under that flag. Your comments when we come back.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Sunday morning.
How old is this fella today? It's his birthday.
52 today.
Kenny Chesney's 52, so we got Kenny Chesney Bumper Day today on What's On Your Mind. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 226-8503. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow, Todd. Take a bow. Manning the controls of K-Fire 24-7 right there.
Tell me to bow when I got my head by the mic. That hurts.
226-8503 for Todd or me at 367-2054. What's your commentary? One thing I didn't get in that segment was Kate Smith. Get a little Kate Smith to kind of just remind you how darn lucky you are that we live where we live. Okay? Can we agree on that?
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
Exactly right.
The night.
Love Kate Smith. Think of the Philadelphia Flyer games that are out there belting it out, you know?
It never gets old.
Unbelievable.
Never gets old.
Exactly right. 171 more test results in North Dakota. 3 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Our total now at 39. There are 8 hospitalizations. A reminder to stay home, avoid non-essential trips, and keep physical distance. It's everyone's responsibility to help slow the spread. Coming up on the program, Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour will review what's in the relief package. Your questions welcome for him. We're going to talk to Dusty Johnson, congressman from South Dakota, about the process in getting this passed over in the House, because it's not law yet. Any more games left for Nancy Pelosi? What kind of garbage did she put in it? We'll find out. Michelle Comer will be here. She's the commissioner of the Department of Commerce. They have a one-stop shop to help you if you're a business in North Dakota with all of the different state, federal, local programs that are available to you. She'll join us. And then Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Let's spend some time with Brent Sanford on some things that are not getting a lot of attention. Obviously, we've got to deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus crisis. But did you know we also have a crisis? This is a crisis led by other governments overseas as well. An attack on the U.S. as well. From Saudi Arabia and Russia. Coronavirus from China. And the crisis in our oil industry from Russia and Saudi Arabia. We'll talk with Brent Sanford about what do we do? What's the way back? Yesterday, a judge succumbed to the Earth Justice Dave Archambault kitty. You know, if you're a lawyer and you keep throwing money at, asking a court a question, eventually you'll get the answer you want when you have an endless pot of money, as Earth Justice does, because they want to shut down the fossil fuel industry in this country. And they've chosen North Dakota, and specifically the Dakota Access Pipeline, as the way to do it. And a judge said, no, back up the bus, back up the pipeline. We've got to have an environmental impact statement after all, which they've done. They just want a bigger one. They just want a delay. We know the answer to it. It takes 24 months. Now the judge is deciding whether to shut down the pipeline while they do the study. Folks, you can't make it up. So if you see Dave Archambault around or his sister or, you know, anybody else enjoying a big fat bank account these days, thank him for this, bringing Earth Justice into this fight. The radical leftist, ridiculous, talk about an organization that would shut down the economy. It's unbelievable. Big, big, big threat right now. It's here. Talk about all that with Brent Sanford coming up. By the way, I'm not boasting here, but I am reminding you that radio stations like 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, this footprint that blankets the Northern Plains is not worried about normal and day-to-day business. The lives of the individuals operating so that we can get information to you 24-7 have been turned upside down. So when you hear a sponsor on these stations, thank them. Thank them and remember them when we come back from this. One of those, by the way, is another one of those great stories that I love. People in a crisis, it's like our friend Jim the Flagpole guy. What's he do? Somebody calls the radio one day, here's what's on your mind. Hey, I want a U.S.-made flag. I know where you can get one. ends up getting so many calls, starts a business that does nothing but installing flags. That's something you ought to have. That's a mission we ought to take on. By the end of 2020, we should have more flags per capita in North Dakota than anywhere else because we recognize a lot of bad, tough, difficult things have happened under that flag. But we can do this. ndflagpoleguy.com or call them at 571-FLAG. Get on it. Another like story, HSS Courier in Medical Delivery. Licensed, bonded, some folks from the law enforcement community that have this business, top-notch, doing great courier work. They said, hey, you know what, we're going around anyway. We have to get these things out there anyway. Well, how can we help? Can we do medical delivery? Now, five pharmacies use their services, and that's growing every day. Ask your pharmacy, hey, can you use HSS? I don't want to come pick up my prescriptions. I want them delivered. So ask your pharmacy for that door-to-door prescription delivery. And if they can help during these trying times with the delivery of any essential product, call them, 701-866-5774. That's David or John. It's 701-367-5763. On Facebook, too, at HSS Medicine. HSS Courier and Medical Delivery, working hard every day during this national and community crisis to help. We appreciate them. Dr. Tom in Headinger, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm concerned about the supply of the hydroxychloroquine because our daughter has lupus arthritis, and she's getting down to her last week of hydroxychloroquine, which is used for the rheumatoid arthritis and lupus arthritis. And our pharmacist here in town is having a terrible time getting the supply so that she can stay on it. And she's been on it for almost 10 years now. And we're hearing problems with supply where New York City is probably getting a lot of the medication because of their demand. And,
yeah, exactly right. I do you know the source of it, where it comes from?
I don't know. It may come from China. Understood that there was a huge supply that comes in from Israel. I don't know when that's going to get here, but 300 million doses of the tablets are coming in. But,
Tom, keep listening, and I'll ask Senator Hovind about this from a national perspective and also Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford from a state perspective, okay? So don't go away. These are the kind of questions we want to help answer. Mike in Wyoming is disappointed with both parties, and he was about to tell me why he's disappointed with both parties, but we lost our connection. I don't know where in Wyoming, but we have listeners in Wyoming, too, and we love it. John in Minot. Jamie in Bismarck, Gail in Michigan, plus Senator John Hovind. When we continue,
you get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A $2 trillion coronavirus economic relief package is halfway home as the U.S. Senate gave it unanimous approval yesterday, and the U.S. House is expected to give it final approval tomorrow. A record 3.3 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week as the virus was starting to shut down much of the nation's economy. To put it in perspective, in recent years, the average number of first-time filers in a given week would hover around 200,000. The Fed chief Jerome Powell says the economy's taking a hit, but it will be coming back.
I think many expect, and I would expect, the economic activity to resume and move back up in the second half of the year.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University says the number of Americans who've died of the virus now stands at 1,050. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Kenny Chesney, one of the best concerts I ever saw at the Fargo Dome was Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, he's great.
Unbelievable.
Day, but
yeah, well, we got to give you a little hope here, and it's singing about summertime and what's on your mind. Think about this. Think about camping this summer at the cabin this summer with one of the best pillows money can buy. Just get yourself a few months past this and think about, what are we going to do? Do you have really nice sheets in the camper? Do you have really nice sheets at the cabin? Right now, you buy one, you get one. My Pillow towel sets, buy one, get one. Camper, cabin, this is it. The famous Supremo, buy one, get one, My Pillow, right now. And much more. You go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, promo code Scott, you'll see all the deals. You're like, well, I want to do this, but I'm watching the money. All orders over $200, financing available. And his book is available, too, where you get free shipping and a $25 gift card when you buy that. His memoir is fantastic. What are the odds? And how about this? They've shut down the plant. They've taken the materials they have. They're making surgical masks, and they're giving them to hospitals for free. That's the kind of guy Mike Lindell is at MyPillow. So I hope you call him just for that. 800-506-9028. Senator John Hoeven is here after a busy night last night and a pretty much crazy couple of weeks, I guess, in the U.S. Senate. Senator, welcome back. Thank you.
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
Questions for Senator Hoeven, welcome as well. 701-258-0550 or text Todd or I with questions. All right. I want to start. I have three things I'd like to cover today. One is just the particulars of this bill that you helped craft and give North Dakotans the most hope that we come back from this unthinkable economic meltdown and medical and health, debacle. I also want to deal with the after effects of it. In other words, $2 trillion. What's this mean to our debt? How do we change going forward from there? And then a little bit on just sort of, once we breathe from all this, are we going to be able to dig into how it happened and prevent it from happening ever again? But as we began on the positive side, what do you most want people to know that are listening right now, that own businesses, that have been laid off, that have been impacted by this? What's in this to help them?
Yeah, well, first, Scott, we're going to get through this. The American people are strong and resilient. We have a strong country. And, the American people are going to get through this. And of course, this legislation is about helping do that. So first and foremost, it's, again, about fighting and beating coronavirus. And that's why you see the funding in there that goes to the hospitals, $100 billion, to make sure that they're getting the, you know, they call it PPE, you know, protective equipment and so forth that they need to fight the virus, because they're on the front lines. And so for hospitals, doctors, nurses, we've got to make sure that that help, that support's there. You talked about Mike Lindell. Good for him. Private industry kicking in there, too. But, you know, they're the ones there fighting that coronavirus directly, and that's job one, of course. But then at the same time, we've got to get our folks through it because, you know, with this, you know, social distancing and quarantining and, you know, having businesses closed through, no fault of their own, the government is saying, hey, you know, you have to shut down your business so you don't spread the virus. We have got to make sure that we have help there for individuals, and that's what you're seeing with the checks, with the $1,200 for an individual, $2,400 for, you know, a family, and then $500 for a kid, so average family of four, about $3,400. So that's to get individuals through because they don't have that payroll. And then at the same time, these programs for business, particularly small business, not only to get them through, but to try to keep the employees attached to the businesses so that as we can get out, you know, as we get ahead of the virus and can get out, we get the economy going as fast as possible.
Gail in Michigan, North Dakota, has a question for us or a comment. Go ahead, Gail. You're up.
Hi, I'm not from Michigan, North Dakota. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, you're from Michigan? Well, welcome. Okay, fine. No problem.
Well, you got a long reach. Got a long reach there if you're reaching all the way to Michigan, Scott. Congratulations.
We got them from Wyoming and Michigan today. Exactly right.
I have family out that way, and I'm a nurse. And
Thank you.
I was glad to hear Scott refer to this. He talked about the jobs first, and then he talked about the debacle of the health care. And what people need to really realize that if we don't protect our health care givers and get them the equipment they need, no one else, the rest of it won't matter. Because if you don't have your life, and you don't have your health, I mean, that's the most important thing. I appreciate the senator and the work he's done to get this bill and to help people out of work. But what I want to ask is that everyone turn to our president and ask him to get to, he said he started the DPA. But he hasn't done anything. We need a coordinated effort to get equipment to our healthcare workers.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that. The DPA she's talking about is the Defense Production Act, right?
Yeah,
and that's where,
right.
That's where government says businesses, you will make these, whether you like it or not.
Right.
And I know that there's been some debate. I guess she authorized it but didn't use it and said nobody said no. But do we need to do more? Are we doing enough in the way of equipment?
Well, first I want to thank your caller for her service as a nurse. I mean, for all our medical professionals, we, you know, thank you. Yes, we, you know, there's $100 billion in here to try to help get that equipment. And what the administration is doing right now is on a voluntary basis. They're working with industries. And as Scott just mentioned, there are a lot of industries that are jumping in there voluntarily. And I think the administration would require it if needed. But so far they're asking industry to do these things and industry is doing those things. So industry is jumping in there, public-private partnership. And I certainly think the administration is willing to do more as needed. Again, thank you for what you're doing out there as a nurse.
Appreciate the call. You're a banker, and you came from a banking family. Dad was a banker and successful banking in North Dakota. I happen to think that this was the perfect way to handle this. Rather than say, go to some government bureaucracy and go through things, businesses are asked to go to their bankers, and the bankers will be able to directly give them these dollars based on, you know, their spreadsheet, their balance sheet, their actual cost, whatever, correct?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. And then let's also talk about our farmers and ranchers, too, because they're both small businesses. So small business loan, it's actually a loan grant. And so you can go into your bank or credit union or anyone that's approved by SBA, and SBA will give
further approvals to, you know, these financial institutions that want it. And so small businesses can go in and they can borrow for, like, a lot of their ongoing costs, like their payroll and for their rent and for their interest, you know, on their financing. And that gets forgiven. So now they can keep their employees employed, keep them with the business, pay them, and borrow the money to do that, and then they don't, for up to 8 weeks, and then they don't have to pay that money back. And then only the non-qualifying costs are what you have to pay back. So it's a loan grant program. It's small businesses working with their local financial institutions, something they're used to doing. We got to get it going as quick as we can, but I think it's a really good concept, really important for small business and their employees. Also for farmers and ranchers, Scott, I was able to work and get almost $25 billion because we've got to help our farmers and our ranchers. And I also got language that we can help the ranchers too. And they have been really hit hard and they haven't been able to get some of this assistance because of the way the laws work and so forth. And I got language in there so that they can be included now. And so we're working with USDA to help them as well. They're on the front lines too. They're small business people. They've had a really tough go, but they supply our food supply. You know, we have that safe, wonderful food supply every day because of those farmers and ranchers. And, you know, when could it be more important than during a pandemic?
Texter says, please ask Senator Hoeven how businesses will do this when the bank lobbies are closed now, drive-ups only.
Well, that's why it's so important. I mean, obviously they can do some of it telephonically, but that's why it's so important we start getting these banks open again. Exactly right. And that's why when you hear the president talking about how he wants to get businesses operating, that's a key part of it. Also, remember you have essential industries. Like right now, you can go get gasoline. You can go to the grocery store. So, you know, essential businesses are going to have to be open, and then you're going to have to practice social distancing and the other things that, you know, prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Senator John Hoeven with us today. Questions, comments, welcome. Anything else you want to highlight from this that you think, when we look back in North Dakota, will have made a huge difference in the recovery and the comeback?
We got some real, as you know, I chair Indian Affairs, and we got, I think, a lot of help for the tribes. There's a lot to that. We can talk about that some more, but $8 billion in a fund that directly helps tribes, a lot of other programs that will help them with education, law enforcement, more than $1 trillion for Indian health services to help on the health care front. So I think there's a ton there, obviously important to North Dakota. Also, for local governments, you know, I've been talking to Governor Burgum and to get some of the block grant money and some and unemployment insurance assistance and a number of things that Governor Burgum's been talking about. I think we got, you know, substantial help there. So there's a whole variety of things, and I plan to get back and talk more about it. But, again, this is a partnership with the American people to beat this coronavirus and get our economy going again.
You know, it's pretty amazing in the middle of this very challenging time for North Dakota, not only because of the coronavirus, but obviously because of the antics of China and, Russia and Saudi Arabia on the oil industry. And now Earth Justice and their alliance with Standing Rock Tribe is in court yesterday asking for a full environmental impact statement on the project that, you know, has been put to bed how many years ago, and a judge agrees to it. Shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Do you think maybe in this time of crisis, the folks that are coming to you and saying we need help, you're helping, would maybe consider also, retroactively looking back at that and maybe just saying, okay, it's in the rearview mirror, let's move on? I mean, this is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we need that domestic energy industry. That gives us low-cost, dependable energy. It's a national security issue. And think of the people they employ. Even just in North Dakota, not to mention nationwide, look at all those workers and their families. And so we've got to do more. I mean, to have this coronavirus, you know, just destroy demand for energy, and then to have a price war, Saudi Arabia in a price war at the same time, is really, you know, hurting our domestic energy industry. And we have got to help them. You and I have been talking about it. I'm going to track down the Secretary of Energy again today. We have got to get some assistance there. That's vital, not just for those employees, but for the strength and the good of our country, including national security.
All right. We're going to talk about the debt when we come back with Senator John Hoeven on What's on Your Mind, and also a little bit on the after-action report on this whole thing. Stay tuned. More after this.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April 2020 auctions include exceptional crop and pastureland auctions in Emmons, Ward, Morton, Grant, and Burke counties in North Dakota. And exceptional farm retirement equipment auctions in Churches Ferry, Sharon, Steele, Jamestown, Bowman, Martin, and Crosby, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions, go to Piper's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Got a question called in from a listener who
back on What's on Your Mind. I'm getting lots of requests for an encore performance of Kate Smith, maybe before the end of the show, right?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Before the end of the show, we can do that. Kate Smith, God Bless America. You know, a lot of things have happened under that flag. A lot of things have happened under that flag. A lot of really dark times in our nation's history happened under that flag. But look where we are. And while we might have taken a punch, it's just another punch. We've taken those before, and I think we have to keep that in mind. So just keep battling through this, and we will be fine. Senator John Hoeven is here on What's on Your Mind. We continue our conversation. I'll get to your calls in a second here, but I do want to just expand a little bit on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. And you mentioned also, you know, the
the efforts to just in general try and get the situation taken care of. I know there was a call between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Crown Prince. You've got a readout of that. Senator Cramer told us about a readout that he received as well. I mean, do you have any confidence that they're listening? Because so far it seems like they don't care.
Well, you saw we did another letter from senators yesterday. Actually, this is one led by Lisa Murkowski. We've all been weighing in on this as senators. And the key is that we get MBS Mohammed bin Salman, who's the Crown Prince of Saudi, to step down. We've talked to their ambassador. I've talked to the president about it. We've done just a ton of things. So the key is to get him to step down. Now, the administration is buying oil out of the petroleum reserve. That's helping some. They'll buy up to 77 million barrels. They've already started. But we've got to stop this price war. And I think that's the key thing that would help in the near term. Now, the president has called MBS, but now Pompeo's weighing in directly. We as senators have weighed in directly. And we need to get this done soon. This can't be a long-term project. I have a lot of confidence in Pompeo, and so I'm hopeful he's going to pound this along with the administration. We get it done, and I mean done soon, like days. And it's just very important for our energy industry, absolutely. And you mentioned, God bless America. I got to tell you, that was my dad. You know, my dad was a Marine, and that was his absolute favorite song.
Did you like the Kate Smith version best?
Oh, the best, right? Well, my dad used to get up and sing it, whenever anybody would ask him at the drop of a hat. So I loved his version pretty well, but Kate Smith is, she's an icon.
I want to ask you about the debt. It worries me. I mean, I think, the debt is as much a threat to the United States of America and life as we know it as anything. And right now we find out why, right? Where our economy stops on a dime. Stops. And so we're shocking it with more debt. Can this be used to say enough already? We're drunk. We got to get off this. And we balanced budget amendment, whatever. But we can't sustain $25, $26, $27 trillion in debt, can we?
Well, you're right, and that's why I've always supported a balanced budget amendment, and we'll continue to work to get it. That's something we have at the state level. It's something we need at the federal level. So absolutely. And the key is this, Scott, right now we got to beat coronavirus and get the economy back to normal and growing again. But as we do, you're right, if we keep the economy growing and just control the spending, just don't let it grow, just control the spending with good growth, we'll get out of this in a reasonable period of time. But we cannot keep growing spending or expenses faster than revenue. And that was something I always looked at as a governor. I'd looked at our growth in revenue and make sure that the revenue line grew faster than the expense line.
Should China be held accountable for this if we find that there was an effort? I mean, and two things. One, if it was innocent and it was some bat in a market that just spread, okay, but then they covered it up. That's one fault. Second could be, who knows? The reports they've done this in a lab. Should that $2 trillion come out of their hide in our debt? Should we be canceling their debt or doing something extreme to decouple ourselves from our economy from China because of this?
Yes, there's a number of things we need to do. First, and not just the United States, but the world community needs to say, okay, China, enough of this. What happened? What happened? You have to be accountable. We have to know what happened. And not only so we know what happened, but for accountability, but so it doesn't happen again, right? So it doesn't happen again. So that's something that all countries should be interested in. And I think we'll be interested in holding China accountable so we know what happens, so it doesn't happen again. Then the other thing is, okay, once we've figured that out, then what does China do about it? Okay, and what do we feel they need to do about it? And then the other thing you mentioned, very important, we need to look and see, what are we making in China that we shouldn't be making, we should be making here at home, whether it's pharmaceuticals or other things. We need to give that, that Made in America aspect a serious, consideration and take steps there.
All right, three other quick things. We're going to go quickly through these. Mike and Plaza, go ahead.
Hi. Say, I'm not trying to be rude, but you know that 3,200 people a day die from car accidents, and we've lost 1,000 people in the same period? It seems like it's overkill. 4,500 people in the same period have died from cancer.
Mike is not alone. Mike is not alone in raising those concerns and those same numbers. So what do you say to folks that say, you know, the numbers don't match the response?
Yeah, you know, I had a discussion with this on Fox Business yesterday with Stuart Varney, and it's on my website. But the point that we discussed, and I think it goes to Mike's point, is, look, New York, for example, that's a hot spot. They're having a real problem. Looks like maybe New Orleans, too. But other parts of the country, you know, are much more on top of it. And so how do we bring areas out of this shutdown in a sensible way? Again, we got to beat the virus. We don't want it growing. But how, you know, one size does not fit all.
Are we overreacting?
How do we start bringing, companies, parts of the country out and getting back to normal sooner?
Do you think we're overreacting in any way right now?
You know, I think we're trying to be prudent, but I think we've got to be careful to make sure, you know, that we are getting back on.
Hold tight.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Coronavirus, it's all anybody's talking about, and I want to talk about it. In 400 B.C., Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever, I can cure any illness. Well, that is what you're doing each and every time you sit in a sauna. You're inducing a fever, which your body reacts by sweating the bad stuff out. It is my belief and opinion you cannot get sick if you sit in a sauna every day. What if what I say about a sauna is true? Sit in it every day, you will not get sick because you're inducing a fever, which your body reacts by sweating out the bad. What if that is true? Are you willing to take a chance and not have one? Because there's still a lot of great sauna benefits that we talk about every day. Call us. We have a virtual showroom. We'll walk you through the different models and all the options that are available and discuss how we can get this to your home without you leaving. We believe we can help you. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.